Welcome to Woman of the Week. Joining me now, Lucy Beard. She's Executive Director of Alice Paul Institute. Now, you may be saying to yourself, Alice Paul Institute. I'm not sure I know what that is. Well, Lucy is here to enlighten all of us. We want the world to know about the great work of Alice Paul, about the legacy that Alice Paul Institute keeps alive over there in fabulous Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hi, Marilyn. Thanks a lot for having me on today.
The pleasure is all mine. I've been to Alice Paul Institute. I'm a big fan. And I know to share all the details, you have to get to the woman at the top, and that's you. Lucy, how long have you been Executive Director for Alice Paul?
I've been Executive Director since 2012. I was at the organization as a volunteer and a board member back in the 90s, and then I was on staff for 7 years as Program Director.
Let's give a little bit of history.
Right. Am I right in saying Alice Paul was a suffragette?
She would have said suffragist.
Suffragist.
Yes, it's being that a suffragist doesn't resort to violent means. And suffragettes were from England, and they were known for throwing rocks and getting in tussles with police, and she was trying to make the point that we weren't going to do that here in America, that the American voting rights movement would be a passive one.
We could use somebody like her right about now, the way the political arena's
gotten a little out of hand.
But what does the Institute day in and day out
offer up?
Well, the Alice Paul Institute is based in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, at what was Alice Paul's family farm. So we have 6 acres of the original farm left and the house where she was born and her whole family of 4 children were raised. The Pauls owned the house from 1883 until her brother died in 1958. And we purchased the house in 1990 to create really a living memorial to Alice Paul's work for women's equality. So rather than merely renovate it and give historic tours and create a museum, we wanted this living legacy, that we wanted the house to continue, be a spot to continue her work. So we've created the Alice Paul Leadership Program, and most of our programs are based there at the house, which is called Paulsdale. It's a National Historic Landmark, one of only 3 in the whole Delaware Valley that honors a woman. So it's a rare spot in that case as well. I should explain, Alice Paul not only led the final fight for women to get the vote in 1920, she then went on to write what is called the Equal Rights Amendment, an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would guarantee equality.
She authored the Equal Rights Amendment.
Yes, her piece, and then advocated for its passage. She had it introduced into Congress in 1923, and until her death in 1977, she was actively working to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed through Congress. It did pass in Congress in 1972, but it was given a time limit for ratification of 10 years. And in 1982, there were only 35 states had ratified it, and we need 38 to make an amendment to the Constitution. So it fell short of that limit. And to this day, we don't have it in our Constitution.
Boy, we owe her a lot.
We do. She really was the author of the most important political achievements of the 20th century for women. The vote, the Equal Rights Amendment, but she was also active internationally. She had a real impact internationally on many other constitutions. The Japanese Constitution has an Equal Rights Amendment. There are Equal Rights Amendments in many democratic constitutions around the world, but not in ours.
Except here in the States where we live and work.
She was also active with immigration laws. In the 1920s, if a woman married a man from another country, she lost her U.S. citizenship. A woman marrying an American man, if the woman was from another country, wouldn't get American citizenship. So she was active on that front as well. And she was active in the Charter of the United Nations, the Bill of Human Rights, the Human Rights Charter of the UN, getting the idea of gender discrimination outlawed internationally.
The quintessential woman of the week, if you will.
Right.
I mean, were she here today?
Woman of the century.
And yeah, we certainly owe her quite a bit. And to carry on this legacy, the Alice Paul Institute has a variety of programs. I mean, what's happening, I guess, Lucy, is the education component of this is so crucial.
Right.
It may not even be getting the attention that it needs in elementary schools where history is taught and high schools. So how does Alice Paul Institute get the message across to younger elementary and high school girls, even college girls, through that leadership program? program?
Well, we have elementary school programs for both boys and girls.
It's teaching important them. To have the boys at the table. Yeah, for sure.
Boys can learn that women are role models and that women's history is interesting. Just like you and I learned all about men when we were kids, boys can learn all about women as leaders and active agents in our history. So in our elementary school programs, we're teaching children civics. We're teaching them the importance of voting, the importance of equal rights, the importance of taking an ethical stand and following through with it. We have programs where we bring kids to Paulsdale, Alice Paul's home in Mount Laurel, for a field trip called Meeting Alice, and they learn all about what compelled her to work so hard for equality. And they learn something about Paulsdale and the farm and what it was to grow up on a farm and what it was to have Quaker values, because she was a Quaker. And there are so few Quakers in the area anymore. And the kids, it's an important part of local history.
The house is great, by the way.
Yeah.
If you've never been, folks, where do people go, Lucy, to get information that they can
Our
come
and
visit?
Our website is alicepaul.org. Can't get any easier. And we are open for tours. We have an exhibit that explains about Alice Paul's life and work for equality. And we're open for tours 4 days of the week, Tuesday through Friday in the afternoon, for anyone to drop in for a self-guided tour. And we host groups for tours as well and programs.
How's it funded?
Through individual donors and some grants, and then special events.
And speaking of special events, by the way, Carly Lloyd will be on the program as well. Carly, just one of your guests that were chosen to receive an Alice Paul Institute Award, and you just had about a week and a half, 2 weeks back, the Alice Paul Institute Award Ceremony and Gala. Really hated to miss it. So, Lucy, can you share some details about it?
This is the Alice Paul Equality Awards, which we've been doing we've been doing since we were started in 1985.
Oh, wow.
But we stopped it for many years, and then we revived it to celebrate our 20th anniversary in 1995, or 2005, I'm sorry. Then we were going to do it just every 3 years, but now we've made it an annual event, and it's really a centerpiece because it's hosted by one of our leadership programs, the Girls Advisory Council. And this is a group of nearly 50 girls who come from schools across South Jersey. And they do various things. They meet monthly at Paulsdale. They follow a curriculum where they're learning about girls' issues around the world. They support a girls' school in Pakistan. But for January, February, and March, they focus on getting ready to be the hosts of the annual Equality Awards dinner. So girls pair up in teams and they interview the honorees. And then the night of the award, they get up on stage and practice their public speaking skills in front of 300 some people.
Having been, they do a phenomenal job. And what a great lesson that you're giving these girls to learn at a young age.
And that's what they tell us, that even if they take public speaking in classes at school, they never speak before more than 15 or 20 of their classmates. And here they're practicing and getting up at a mic and in front of 300 strangers. And many of them, you know, they're so nervous in the days leading up to it. And we really help them practice so that builds their confidence. But the night before the awards, I think it was last year or the year before, I said to the girls, you know, right now I could take this from you and say, okay, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. And you'd feel relieved right now, but tomorrow night you'd feel awful. And that night after the awards, I looked at them and said, don't you feel great? This is confidence built on actual accomplishment, not just on me telling them they're great, but on something that they achieve.
Building that confidence is fantastic. I'm such a fan of what you guys do, Lucy, of the work that you guys are doing. So thank you for coming in and explaining it to the BenFM Woman of the Week audience. Now, you had some lovely recipients.
Well, we were thrilled this year. Just by chance, it's all women, which it isn't always, and they're all Jersey girls this year. So we were honoring two local attorneys, Tracy Riley of Riley & Riley, which is a Mount Holly-based firm, and Deb Rosen, who's with the Archer Greiner Law Firm. And then we were honoring Carly Lloyd. Unfortunately, she couldn't be with us physically, but she sent a great video, and we are going to have a follow-up event with her for our girls to meet her in person.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
Yeah. And then we also honored the mayor of Camden, Dana Redd, who was really a compelling honoree for the girls to meet.
Dying to meet her.
Yeah, that was a real treat for us. And then we had Camelia Valdez, who's the prosecutor of Passaic County. And that was interesting for the girls to meet someone who's in law enforcement and who's usually seen up at a dais, you know, just giving a very serious message about crime or catching the bad guy, something like that. And she's quite funny, and she was really engaging. The girls really got a kick out of her. The whole crowd did, actually. She brought the house down. We also honored our chief law enforcement officer in the state, Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, who's not only the first woman lieutenant governor. She's the first lieutenant governor. So the girls were thrilled to meet her.
Fun. What were some of the takeaways, Lucy, from some of these great speakers and guests?
Well, the theme of the evening is what do you stand for? And the girls have this really fun and exciting presentation where they talk about what is it that you stand for? Alice Paul stood for equality above all else. And what do you stand for? What are the issues on which you're willing to take a stand? And who will you stand with? And girls stand up from the tables around the room holding up signs about issues that they think are important. And our number one issue as a group is always the Equal Rights Amendment and gender equality throughout our country, throughout the world. So we're dedicated to working for that at all times.
Equal pay would be really nice, too.
Yes, equal pay would fall in place if we had
with gender equality, right.
So there is a lot of noise now in Hollywood about the equal pay issue. It's waking up a lot of Hollywood actresses to, this Equal Rights Amendment thing. You know, let's learn more about that.
Thanks to
Patricia Arquette.
Right, and Jennifer Lawrence, too.
She did in the past year, and both she and Patricia Arquette maintain that they've lost some work as a result because they are stirring the pot about this. But Patricia Arquette particularly is dedicated to this and says, this is the point in my career when I need to do something to make it an easier road for the younger women. So she's actively working on strategies.
My guest is Lucy Beard. She's executive director for the Alice Paul Institute. Lucy, anything else you'd like to share with the BenFM audience?
Marilyn, we're just happy for your interest and your support. We've been too long a well-kept secret in South Jersey, and we want more people in the Delaware Valley to know about Alice Paul and the Alice Paul Institute and to get involved.
And so if everybody works together, we can get this done. And people like Lucy Beard are working on it pretty much 24/7. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me.